once upon a time...
Begin at the beginning, I suppose.
My purpose in coming here tonight was twofold.
As you see, my dear Pick, the human ear is a perfect recording and amplifying apparatus.
Texture.
An artifact.
When do we start?
Oh, we started.
It sounds like this.
Got some comrades from the local press here. They want to take a picture.
Look around. Look at the diversity, but look at the unity in purpose. Welcoming refugees, stopping the far right.
Off our streets!
Off our streets.
have heard the phrase legitimate concerns quite a lot over the last few weeks. Legitimate concerns. You'll have heard politicians and pundits saying, yes, you know, the violence is terrible, but there are people with legitimate concerns about immigration. Well, I have a legitimate concern about our immigration system. My legitimate concern about our immigration is that it is racist to its core, that it is brutal. And what we saw in the days after those riots was people in far greater numbers taking to the streets in towns and cities throughout the country, demanding that their voice against the far right, their voice against fascism be heard. Those are the people with truly legitimate concerns, the people who see the rise of fascism and say no.
That they can hear us in there.
Back to the family, you get an immense pleasure from that. That smile that is addictive, that's what keeping us going. And this is what keeps us going, the public support. And why we are standing here is for the public. When we say public, that's us, our friends, and our family, and everyone we care about. That's what we are standing here for. Protect the NHS! Protect the NHS!
We are the NHS!
Protect the NHS!
We are the NHS!
Who's the NHS?
Our 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 NHS!
Yeah. much.
Building across the road, this abominable bill is being debated. We want them to hear us out here. So what we're going to do is we're all going to turn around and face it right now. Are we doing it? Look at you go. The backs of your heads are beautiful. Okay, say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here. Refugees are welcome here!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Refugees are welcome here!
That was wonderful. You can all turn back around.
To have to leave your home in desperation and pack up your meagre belongings and put your lives and your family's lives at risk to make that journey of desperation, that's what it is to bear a burden on this planet at the moment. And to be in a position to be asked for asylum, to be in a position to be lucky enough to be able to offer asylum, that is what it is to be privileged in this world. We should be thankful, thankful for the ability to offer asylum to those who need it. And we will create a society that is proud to do so. Thank you for being here.
And their constitution of the indigenous people.
Shame on the UK government!
Shame!
The slight of ethics actively meets the criteria for the crime of apartheid. In the occupied Palestinian territories, Jewish Israeli settlers are living on illegal settlements and governed by so-called Israeli civil law, whilst Palestinians also living in the West Bank are governed by so-called Israeli military law. Examples of law that exist by the Zionist entity which mandates apartheid include the basic law which states that the land of Palestine, including the occupied Palestinian territories of the West Bank and Gaza, is the historic homeland of the entire Jewish people around the world, whatever their country of origin or where they live, and that only the Jewish people can fulfill their right to self-determination. Though millions of non-Jews, Palestinians and Jewish Palestinians live on this land. Zionism is falsely using religion to justify their occupation and war crimes and the displacement of the Palestinians.
There have been death on the other side of the barrier. Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
As I'm known what Glasgow thinks, say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here. Woo!
What a miserable number of fascists gathered over here. The dregs of human society gathered in one place in Glasgow. We know these people are just spewing out poison, but the poison came from the government.
Our streets!
Our
streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets!
Our streets! Say it loud! Say it clear!
Refugees are welcome here!
Say it loud! Say it clear!
Refugees are welcome here!
Say it clear!
Refugees are welcome here!
Say it loud! Say it clear!
Refugees are welcome here!
What a miserable
bunch of guys up front of us. When people live in unstable housing, can't find a job, don't have access to healthcare, are sending their children to crumbling, understaffed schools, and have parents that they cannot afford to care for, they will be ripe for radicalisation. It doesn't take much to scare people when large swathes of the population are in a state of self-preservation, forced upon them by the political choice of austerity. Political voices such as Nigel Farage, Boris Johnson,
approach the square again. There's a lot of noise. Loads of noise.
Small boat by a criminal man.
slavery was. His answer, no, he will not share or have me come. And you know, honestly, lies in strange places. I never thought I'd be standing in central London singing the praises of Barry Lineker, particularly as a Scotsman. But what a guy, what a guy, because he spoke truth to power.
Right.
Tommy Robinson, Nigel Farage, who are committing criminal acts by inciting violence based on lies and prejudice. These cheerleaders of hate should be proscribed as terrorists and given no space whatsoever in public discourse or on genteel TV interviews on the BBC and Channel 4.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Sick. Next up is Mohammed. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming today and showing your support and solidarity with asylum seekers and refugees. And to say no more to this government and to their inhumane approach. And to say no to the bill. What the government is doing is that they are dealing with the final quota, asylum seekers on the shores, rather than with the whole process, which reflects their unethical and ideological stance. How about dealing with the backlog? How about dealing with safe and legal routes? And how about having a humane approach? These are way more pressing matters than a few thousand people who just want a safe haven. Britain has always been a welcoming nation, but not under this government. With stats in mind, the UK is one of the least countries to take in refugees and asylum seekers in Europe. A country with low resources, such as Lebanon, has a fifth of its population as refugees. This government should feel ashamed of themselves. And I say no to the whole category that millions just want to do.
As people, united!
It looks to me as though some of our far-right opponents are deciding to leave the square already. They won't be missed.
Palestine!
Yeah.